Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at Lake Point and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend and I hope you enjoyed celebrating our 20th anniversary as a church together. And in light of the 20th anniversary, we're taking this week to serve. Certainly the city of Columbus, Delaware County, they have been very good to us over these past 20 years. And I hope and pray that we've been very good to the city and to the county. And so just out of that spirit, out of the spirit of all that Jesus has done for us and given to us, we want to take the opportunity to step back now and just take this week to serve our county as life groups, as individuals, as families, maybe as groups of friends. We're going to serve this week. I hope you were able to pick up a t-shirt this weekend, and you'll wear those as you go out to serve the city in a variety of projects. There's a flyout on the homepage of our website there with all of the serving opportunities. You can sign up for one there if you don't already have a partner in the context of your life group. We've from the beginning said that we want to be about two things: drawing life from God and pointing others to Him. And in drawing life from God, we're really pointing to the great commandment that Jesus gave us, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That we're going to live in such a love relationship with Jesus on a personal level, on a group level, and on a corporate level, that the Spirit of God has every opportunity, every environment. We want to create an ecosystem in our lives where God is regularly changing us, shaping us, sanctifying us, refining us, chipping away anything in us that doesn't look like the person of Christ. That's what it means to draw life from God, not to draw life from rules or more knowledge or things along those lines. We want it to be out of a prayerful conversation with Jesus, gathered around His Word, that He's shaping us. And then we want to point others to Him. It's a part, really, of Christianity that is not discussed as much currently. Maybe it's talking about evangelism, how to become a light, how to share with others, how to love others as yourself, how to look at your neighbors, coworkers, friends, teammates, and want to see the love of Christ shaped and formed in them. So we want to take the opportunities that God has given to us, the life, the new life, the salvation that He has given to us, and be ready at every opportunity to share that with somebody else. And so that's really what Serve Week is all about. Because God has loved us and we love Him, then we want to step into the opportunity that we have to love others. So I'm going to pray for that serving heart in and around all of us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray as we begin this week. God, as we take the time to serve, we do it out of a sense of remembering all you've done for us in these last 20 years. Some folks, God, maybe I've only been here for 2 weeks, some 2 months, and some all 20 years. But in that, God, we are growing in our love for you, and we ask that you would use our lives this week to be a light. There'll be somebody who has served this week, God, who their heart will be turned towards you. Maybe we'll see the fruit of that at our church. Maybe that'll be at a different church. Maybe that won't be until eternity. But God, we pray that you would use every opportunity this week, every step in serving that's taking, to honor and to glorify yourself. And more than anything, God, we lay our lives in front of you today, and we hope and pray that we are pleasing to you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.